B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hey.
Oh, jeez. I don't know what's worse. Tony. Tony Dimmy. Nothing. What do you want? You always call in the middle of a show. What?
Well, I call during the middle of a show for a very good reason.
Okay. Something to benefit you, I'm sure.
Well, at one time, I had your private number.
Yes, you did, but I had that one changed.
But for some reason, you never pick it up.
No, it's been changed. That number is non-existent.
I'm wise to you, you know, pretending to talk like a Mexican woman.
Tony, number...
No English. Please, no call.
That number I had changed.
So tasteless.
Why would I want to have...
You know what I gave that lady what for?
I don't know whose number it is now.
You are.
Oh, shut up.
All right.
You know what? Hey. There's the reason why you don't have the number anymore. Always calling in looking for something like now, I'm sure. Before that, how have you been, my friend? How have you been, Tony D'Amico? How are you?
I appreciate you asking.
Well,
I am doing much better.
Why, was something wrong?
Because I am now eating fish oil and seaweed. They say that it's like the fountain of youth.
Well, it's good for digestive. It's supposed to keep the arteries clean, help your heart. I think you've done too much damage. You've got so much dead heart muscle that it's a wonder that you're still on 2 feet.
Well, if only that was the first time I heard that. You know, my doctor's always trying to scare me with that crap.
Uh-huh. You don't believe it, though. You've had a heart attack. You've had a heart attack before, and you're saying your doctor's trying to scare you.
That's what they tell me, is that I've had a heart attack.
You did!
Okay, fine.
You don't believe it.
Me, personally?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether I believe it. The doctor's always right.
That's right. Yeah.
Until they're not. Why are you trying to put me in a mood when I'm just trying to do something nice here for the community?
Go ahead, Tony. What is Tony D'Amico from Cape Crepe and Chowder, that dump restaurant in Cape Coral, doing for the community?
Well, as you may or may not know, your pal, Tony, is the ambassador. President Emeritus of the Cape Coral Small Businessman's Club.
I've never heard of the Cape Coral Small Businessman's Club.
We started that up before there was a bridge. And most of the people are dead. But it's not so much fun now that it's just down to me and Pete.
Okay, all right, never mind. How are you going to help the community?
We were just playing a friendly game of war. He brought the deck.
Uh-huh.
And we had, we imbibed in a couple of adult beverages.
Well, as we like to say around here, a few convivials.
Exactly. And that's the word that I would use. And so we're enjoying a friendly game of war, and while I'm playing cards, my inhibitions get lowered, and I talked about, you know, how bad I felt for our area. He says to me, you know what? All of us here in the Small Businessmen's Club should get together and put on a big event.
You and Pete, you're the only member. So you're going to put, are you, you're putting on a big event.
Right.
Well, okay, wait a second. You've at one time had the key to the city. You are the president emeritus of the Cape Coral Small Businessmen's Club. And you're going to put on an event for the community. I'm going to give you and Pete. They're the only ones left. What do you do?
Do you remember Pete?
I do remember Pete.
We want to do a little something for charity.
Okay. I'm all ears, Tony. What is it?
And, you know, we was talking about how big these certain events are, like they have the Greek festival over at the Catholic Church.
Yep. Yep.
They have, you know, the Oktoberfest for the Germans.
Yep.
And all that. They got an Italian club.
Yep. A lot of Celtic and Irish things and all that.
And so Pete and I got to thinking, mainly me.
Right, because you're the brains of the organization.
Well, don't ever tell Pete I said that.
Okay.
Because he may be voted out next election.
There's only you and him.
He knows. I says, what we needs to do...
Needs.
...is to unite all these people mm-hmm. and let them all have a good time.
But don't they all...
Jeez.
Jeez.
And I would love to provide you with full access pass.
Access passes to what? Access pass.
Dining and shopping. I figured if we got a lot of people there, I'll put out a couple of tables and bring you stuff from home. I don't want bric-a-brac. But it's going to be.
What is it going to be?
Roll them. It's going to be the first annual.
Hold it, do it again, because I wasn't rolling them. Go ahead, do it again.
Just in case you want to play it later.
Right, okay, but I'm rolling them now.
Okay.
All right, so what's going to happen? What is the Small Businessmen's Club of Cape Coral going to do for the community?
Hello, neighbors and friends. This is Tony. You know me from my restaurant, Cape Crepe and Chowder. But did you know I also care very deeply about this community?
Hell, you do.
And with my friend Pete from the Portuguese place down the street, we have teamed up for the first annual Cape Coral Ethnic Festival. Brought to you by the Cape Coral Small Businessman Club.
What?
Well, you see, my idea... What? My idea here is, why just limit yourself to Greeks and whatnot? Why limit yourself to Germans or Italians? All the ethnics can come down here.
I don't
care what kind of ethnic you are. For this one day, you will be welcome.
Okay, right. Most of the time, the other ones, they're not. Let me ask you something.
I wanted to know it's safe.
An Englishman be welcome, a limey. Would they be welcome at the ethnic festival? What about...
Hey, you know what? They don't tip.
Right.
Maybe they'll buy some.
What about a Frenchman? Would they be welcome at the ethnic festival?
Well, they speak a different language, so I guess they would be.
All right. What about, I don't know, your Hispanics?
Well, there's a lot of them here, and I hope that maybe they take the day off.
To come to the ethnic festival.
Well, not to come.
Not to come?
I can't make them.
Wait a second. You just said it's open to everybody to have a good time.
It's open to ethnics.
Ethnics. Ethnic means with other ethnic backgrounds.
Well, with the exception of the people that are here all the time anyway.
What about the blacks?
Absolutely.
Asians?
Oh, if you have the guts to get on a boat from Haiti and come over here, come on down.
What about Asians? You know, your Chinese, your Japanese, your Koreans. Are they welcome at the ethnic festival?
Well, we talk about that a little bit. You know, me and Pete.
Right. Who runs the Portuguese place? Does that place even have a name?
It's Pete. So. This is all for charity.
Well, what's it going to, Tony? What's the charity? Obviously, people, if they want to give, they got to, know what the charity is.
Well, that's true. And I want people to know with every donation, you will be allowed to sample Tony presents Chowders Across the Land.
So you got it. You're going to have a food booth up there for the ethnic festival.
Well, it's going to be
Chowder Across the Lands.
Chowders Across the Land. And what I will do is try to make people comfortable. And I think the way to do that is you add you add a lot of what do you call it? Ginger. Had a lot of that ginger root. Oh, and curry. But I have little bowls with flags from everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are people encouraged to dress up in ethnic clothing?
Absolutely.
Like a costume?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's why, it's called the Ethnic Festival for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And let's face it. You know whether you're ethnic or not.
Yep, you know.
We're open to the gypsies.
Now, when is this thing going to happen?
It all goes down this Saturday. And if you need directions or anything, just come to the restaurant.
Okay.
That's where it is.
Is there admission to get in?
There is. $12 for children.
$12 for children.
$12 for adults.
Yeah.
Let's see. $5 for seniors because they're cheap, and $6 for kids.
And what charity is this going to?
Oh, this is all to benefit Tony's house.
Tony's house?
Yeah.
What's this is your charity,
right?
Tony's house. Is this a recognized charity?
It's to benefit Tony's house.
What, your house personally?
Right. I help a lot of people.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon. Stand and hate it.
only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. It's my fault. My fault.
Hello.
Jesus. Right. Am I too loud?
No, it's not you. My mic wasn't on, and we never got any applause.
Oh, that's a... Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. How am I sounding, by the way? Am I over-modulating? Do I sound distorted? I got to get all this taken care of.
Yeah.
What do you want?
The one thing I'm hearing is that you sound just a tad deceitful. If you can just adjust that,
then
I think you'll be good. You're a little muddy.
Am I muddy?
Yeah. You need to turn the treble up, probably about 2 o'clock.
Stop playing games, because the chief engineer was in my house.
He was at my house yesterday, and how did the first break go?
Muddy. Am I muddy?
Did you adjust anything?
I haven't touched anything.
Did you move your head back from the mic or towards the mic?
No, I'm talking right into the microphone.
Yeah, you're fine. Rob, okay. What do you think? Is he fine, or does he sound a little deceitful?
He sounds a little deceitful, but he does sound
fine. Stop
with
the deceitful stuff, because that doesn't matter. I want to know if it's my voice. Deceit's got nothing to do with it right now.
It sounds like you're on the phone and depressed.
Does it sound like I'm on the phone?
I don't know. I don't have good ears. I can hear you and understand you.
That's good to know. That's really good to know.
So probably, you know, once we're done with this break, the engineer will call you and tell you to, you know, boost the treble or something.
Everything is set the way it's supposed
to
be
set.
Yeah,
well, it was the same way yesterday.
But you were muddy because you were messing around with the buttons.
No, I never touched anything until you said it sounded muddy, and then I realized he turned the treble all the way down on me just to spite me.
Where's the engineer right now? Is he listening to it right now?
He's at my house hanging by the pool.
Now I'm just getting texts.
Are you
it
ready?
Sounds a little thin. What?
Are you effing ready to explain what you've done to me?
It's my fault. I'm going to tell you, it's my fault. I didn't think it was my fault, but it's
my
fault.
I told you before you did any of this, it was a terrible idea.
It's my fault. I didn't know it was going to get as bad as it was, and I still feel fine. But I was ordered to stay home.
Because I was
in New Jersey.
You were in New Jersey after we knew all this.
Not as bad as it was. Can I explain? Will you allow me to explain? And then I can tell you what
First of all, I think we should, without prejudice, explain the situation now. Because what has happened...
I'm under quarantine.
We're now playing musical chairs. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Stan was in his normal position in Studio 1A.
Yep.
Rob was in Tommy's studio, Thomas Smith Memorial Studio,
mm-hmm.
behind glass.
Yep.
And I was the one that was quarantined with remote equipment.
Correct.
Today, and don't worry, I'm not going any further. I'm just doing play-by-play. Mm-hmm. Today, Stan is at home. Is your wife there doing her work, too?
Yeah, she's...
That must
she's
be nice.
She's working from the other room because her office is making her stay home.
And you
so I'm
said,
in one room and I'm in the other.
And you told me having a 400-square-foot one-bedroom never bothered you.
We're fine.
Uh-huh.
We're fine.
Everything. I'm sure everything's fine. No, I'm editorializing. So, Stan is at home. Rob is in Stan's seat, and I am in Rob's seat.
Correct, for separation.
For safety reasons, which I can't even figure out at this point, because there's no social distancing going on.
What do you mean there's no social distancing going on? I haven't seen you in a week and a half.
Oh, you? Yeah, I haven't seen you in a week and a half, but by virtue of what has to happen for a show, I've been exposed to Rob, Richard, Mangus.
But I've been told
you don't want to be exposed to me.
I don't. And as soon as you return, I'm going back.
Going back where?
To my pool.
What do you mean? As soon as I come back here, you're going back to your pool? Oh, no, you're not.
I have to.
We're going to get things back to normal.
No, I have to.
What do you mean you have to?
I found out it's 40 days for me.
It is not 40. No, it's not. Look, I was planning to come into work today.
Sure you were. No, you planned this out.
This was not planned out. And people are saying that I sound a little echoey. It's because I got vaulted ceilings. And so it
see, you could do a press conference unlike Joe Biden.
Yeah,
so because, and keep in mind, we were on vacation last week. Our last show was on Friday the 13th. No point in dodging it now. And Stan decided, just to give you the timeline, this was last week.
This was planned months in advance.
And Stan thought it would be a great idea to fly from Fort Myers to Newark and go and visit his wife's family and his elderly mother.
They're fine, by the way.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And that's the only reason I don't really tear you a new one is I understand it was important that you saw your mother.
It was important.
Because I love you very much, and I love her very much, and I respect her very much.
Thank you.
Now, having said that, F you.
I came in
you
yesterday.
Really?
Like it was as plain as day. It was DeSantis that said if you came from Newark or Kennedy or LaGuardia, you've got to quarantine yourself for 14 days.
Let me give you my perspective.
What?
Yesterday, I got up really early. Mm. I kicked ass.
Yeah, you did.
And made sure that everything was as close to perfect as it could be. As the show went on yesterday, I got better at it. And realizing, okay, this is what I need to do now. So today would have been completely flawless. And so I said, you know what? You don't have to get up early today because you, Haney, kicked ass yesterday. And you got no worries. So relax, sleep in. You've earned it.
Oh, you slept in.
And what do I wake up to? Toodaloo, toodaloo, toodaloo.
What do you think about my nerves about this damn thing? What
I
do
think
you think
you're
about
happy.
My nerves?
I think you're perfectly happy.
You know me. Do you think I'm happy being here like this? Do you think I'm happy doing this?
Honestly,
honestly,
no. Where your happiness comes from is my reaction.
I got to look at your text. I
didn't send you anything.
You sent me a text.
Did I? I must have been asleep.
Your reaction. Look, I'm doing a show and everybody under the sun is...
on your personal phone.
Yeah, of
course.
Can
we give that number out?
No, we can't. apparently enough people have them. Okay, Rob said to me, there is some feedback when Haney talks.
It's coming out of your headphones.
It was like that yesterday. Well, these things are, they're loud.
Do you understand what the volume knob?
Yeah, the volume jack for this thing doesn't work. Now, wait a second. Here's your reply.
Were you told that?
Here's your reply.
Yeah. Well, what did you text me?
I texted you, call me as soon as possible. They're making me stay at home. You work in Rob's room. He runs the board. They are locking me up for 14 days because I was in New Jersey. And the governor's ruling. Your reply to that? Good God.
Well, you know, the Godfather is such a huge influence on me. Yeah.
Let me test something, Bo, before we go into the break. I just want to test because we got the grab bag coming up next.
Okay, I'll cover you while you're testing because I read it stays on surfaces for 17 hours. And this is the fifth computer I've had to use.
It's been all wiped down. Let me just see you can hear it without being distorted through there. All right, Rob, I need your help on this too. You got better ears than Haney.
Okay,
I'm gonna play something. Tell me how it sounds. If it's too loud, here's Haney's Save a Tree song. Here it is. Let's see how this sounds.
Don't use that to test.
Save a tree and bash a beaver.
How is that? Does that sound just about right?
You should have brought the background music down while he was doing that, by the way. Because he was playing both.
Did that sound all right?
Play it again, because okay. He couldn't tell.
I just want to make sure that the levels are good for when I do the grab bag. How's this?
Save a tree and bash a beaver. Some love the willow.
Oh, that's
How's
good.
That?
That is good.
Yeah, I know. It's good. Look, I know the song's good. I'm asking you about the quality coming down the line.
And I understand it was the first thing you had handy because you listened to it all the time.
I have it right on my desktop.
All right.
What else could I? Did that it sound all right, though?
That covers a lot of mistakes, Stan.
Did it sound all right?
To me, Rob won't answer you. He's not talking to you.
The new land development of Lehigh Acres in Florida.
How's that?
That sounded like it was recorded in the 40s.
Yep, you're about right. So we're good. Everything is all right. We're gonna take a break.
Hold on a second.
What? We're running short on time. You know, I got a big dial clock right in front of me now. I took it out of the kitchen.
You sure it's got a fresh battery?
Fresh battery, and I made sure it's timed up precisely.
So I'm in the room where Rob normally is, and I'm just taking stock of my surroundings, and I see he's done a good job in keeping up our tributes to Tommy, and our analog maps are up, but I'm also starting to see things like a nearly full bottle of Kiko Man soy sauce that makes me a bit nervous.
He eats in there. He has his Brussels sprouts and his turkey burgers and all that stuff, and he's trying to just spice it up a little bit.
Well, I just want to publicly say I can't smell or taste anything, and I think I'm running a fever.
We're going to take a break. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney show. Haney, how am I sounding? I'm switching to earbuds.
I think that's probably a poor choice, but you don't sound bad.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.
I am working on one hell of a headache.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, because you stole my happiness.
How am I stealing your happiness? I didn't do anything. I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask for this. I was very content and comfortable to go into work and
studio. I had to slam a goodies.
Well, that's all right. Do you really? Seriously, do you have a headache now?
I'm heading it off at the pass.
Okay. All right.
And I'm wondering about this social distancing because Rob's got his hair brush and it's about, a foot away from me.
What do you mean? He doesn't have any hair.
I don't know, but he's got like a woman's hairbrush here.
Oh, he might use it to comb his beard.
That's correct.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I drive my Jeep and it doesn't have doors.
A beard dandruff.
And then it all gets pushed to one side. It's weird looking.
Stan, now I'm dealing with beard dander. That's got to be bad.
To be honest, I sanitized before you came in there. I wanted to make sure you had a clean
studio.
You
know what? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hold on a second. Let me ask something. Rob, I know you've had a beard for a long time. Does it get dandruffy?
It does not get dandruff. It does get brittle and dry sometimes, though.
And breaks off at the root?
A little bit.
Was that your clock?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez. I forgot about that, all the noise your house makes.
Hold on. I'm going to give you a fair warning. I've got a grandfather clock here, and I got my Munster's clock. So if we're on at the top of the hour, they're going off.
Why is it going off now?
The grandfather clock chimes at the quarter hour.
Oh, for...
I can't help it. I'm sitting right next to it.
Stan, I'm telling you right now.
My wife is working in the other room because she's at work at home now, too, so everything's great.
So did you take her workspace and make her go in the bedroom?
I did not. I did not take her workspace.
So where are you?
I am in the living room.
Are you in the MacArthur?
No, I'm in a computer chair by my computer, so I have access to everything. And, of course, when Richard was here, he had to be close to my modem and all that stuff. And so,
he's very handsy, and he's a cougher and a sneezer.
Yeah, well, he came in mask and gloves. The company ordered him.
Did he really?
Yes, because I'm in quarantine.
Oh, you
You bastard.
You see, it's not a question of anybody else in the building right now because there's proper separation and all that.
No, there's not.
They wanted me to stay home for 14 days because I was up north. And Ron DeSantis put that order in yesterday.
Why am I not allowed to ever have anything nice?
What do you mean have anything nice? You did have a good setup there yesterday. I saw the pictures. I'll send you a picture of how I'm set up. It's not as good. Can we do the grab bag? If you don't mind.
It was really nice. So, and by the end of the show, yeah. I was so optimistic and thinking about things that I could do better. And you took that from me. You did. And then they have to come in to see you in a hazmat suit.
They did. He had gloves. He had one of them big 3M masks.
You know what I don't understand?
What?
You're no different than you were yesterday, and you were all over this place yesterday.
Oh, I would think, all over the place.
I would think the damage has been done.
That's what I thought. I tried to tell him that.
So, me, who has legitimately been quarantined for how many days?
I don't know. 8, 9.
Yeah, so for 9 days, I have strict quarantine, and now I'm exposed to everyone that was exposed to you.
If I could switch with you, I would.
Okay, let's do it.
I can't. They won't let me. Hit the grab bag, please, so I can get this done.
Well played, Mr. Bond.
No, it's not well played. I don't know if I can do this for 2 weeks. I'm losing my mind right now. The NBA, you know, their season's canceled.
Is your wife watching you do it?
No, she's in the other room working.
She's not even curious. She's never seen you do it before.
She cracked the door for a brief second and then closed it.
Did she smirk?
Yep.
Oh, what a good girl.
The NBA, whose season's gone, would like to make an announcement. They would like to thank the real heroes of the current crisis, the seniors.
The real heroes of the coronavirus crisis aren't doctors and nurses treating the sick or scientists working long hours to find a cure. No, the real heroes are senior citizens sacrificing their COVID-19 tests so professional basketball players could be tested first.
We lost Nana last week. Sweet Nana. But the sacrifice was worth it because Kevin Durant is going to be okay.
He is. And dozens of other NBA stars have been tested, guaranteeing that basketball will live on.
I could not live with myself, knowing LeBron was in danger. Long live the king!
Young millionaire athletes in peak physical condition deserve a long life, too.
Papa's last words were, "Give my test to Marcus Smart. Save Marcus Smart." Who is Marcus Smart?
Thank you, Mima.
Thank you, Papa.
Seniors, you not only represent the greatest generation.
You're the real MVP.
A message from the National Basketball Association.
You know what? That's the truth.
Hey, Rob.
I'm sorry, that's the truth.
I hate to put you on the spot. Could we get some live LeBron action from you?
I don't even know how to pull that up. Hang on.
Live.
No, I don't mean pull it up. I mean, from the bottom of your heart, you know, that you're thanking Nana so LeBron can live.
I just want to say that this is the worst thing that has ever happened to my life. And I would sacrifice my own grandmother for LeBron James.
I know it's virtually impossible. Hey, Richard's got a mask on. You know what? That's called theater.
You know, I told you.
It doesn't do anything.
I got to work at home, and my wife is working at home as well.
Is your cat working at home as well?
My cat's sleeping right now because he was busy working me over this morning. Married couples, a lot of them working at home.
Oh, this is not good.
And now today's episode of the married couple.
Hey, honey.
Yeah?
I was thinking that while we're being asked to stay at home all the time, kind of reminds me of, you know, before we got married, when we got snowed in that time on the ski trip.
Yeah?
Remember how we spent a lot of that time?
Well, now the bed's for sitting up and watching Netflix.
Join us next time for The Married Couple.
Yeah, let's not get carried away.
I don't know if that's going to be a series or not.
It would be a reality show, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Do you remember when my daughter was real small and I was learning to play the clarinet?
Oh, she was just adorable, and you used to just totally bring her to tears when you would play that clarinet.
Yep, well, here's a little kid. He's learning to play the saxophone, and his Rottweiler dog can't handle it. This is a good one.
I totally get that. And here's what I mean. If you can imagine that the saxophone is a woman berating me and the dog is me, that's what I sound like. Oh.
Kinda. The dog's just about at it. Sounds a lot like you.
It does. It does.
All right. This might be the most ridiculous example of misinformation so far. You hear stuff where people claim these ridiculous things.
I've seen the whole thing, Stan.
Yep. Yeah, but it's complete misinformation. Here's an example. A 29-year-old guy in London got a WhatsApp group chat started last week and joked around that the UK was using Wembley Stadium to as a makeshift oven to create the world's most giant lasagna. And people believed it. And it went viral, and it's a complete hoax. He just started it with a little chat.
You know why it worked? Because that's a great idea.
It is. Here you go. This is the truth.
My sister, her boyfriend's brother, works for the Ministry of Defense, and they're making lasagna the size of Wembley Stadium. So how they're doing it is they're actually putting the underground heat in at Wembley. That's going to, like, bake the lasagna, and then they're going to put the roof across, so it's like a recreate an oven. And they've got loads of drones, and they're going to, like, lift it up with the drones, and they're going to, like, cut off little portions and, like, drop them into people's houses. I'm looking forward to that, because I do quite like lasagna as well.
Complete misinformation, untrue, but it went viral.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else I got here for you. I'm looking at the time. We're doing good on time.
Because you have your giant analog clock, a grandfather clock. And you have a couple of cuckoo clocks, too?
Yeah, well, I have just the one Munster cuckoo clock up. I got the grandfather clock, and I got a dial clock that I, because I'm used to it in the studio. So
hopefully we'll be on break when that happens?
I'm crossing my fingers. Trust me, over the next 14 days.
There'll be no doubt when it happens. At some point it will.
Will be no doubt. Let's see. Oh. Here's an opera singer in Israel. I don't know if you guys saw this. There was an opera singer in Israel, and her singing is going viral. Because
I thought it was Spain.
I have Israel here. They said because she's been going to her dad's house every morning and singing to him.
There's a lot of that going on. Did you hear about the Chicago sing-along?
Yep. They're all doing it. It's you know, we're becoming more social with social distancing.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I was driving by with my son on the bicycle, and then I said to him, let's say hello to Grandma and Grandpa, who are in quarantine. Then I said, why won't we just sing a serenade to them, just like Grandpa sang to Grandma when they were young? Of course, it needed some persuasion, because he always shouts when I sing. but eventually he allowed it. I just sang. That was it.
Let's go to...
You can get away with a lot when you got an accent.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to Lake Worth. Lake, you know where Lake Worth, Florida is, don't you, Haney?
Not quite to the other coast.
Right around, yeah. I've driven through it. Yeah, they're no good over there. The city council in Lake Worth had a pretty heated meeting last Thursday. You see, the commissioner is a guy named Omari Hardy. And he was very upset with the mayor of Lake Worth after the city, despite the coronavirus, started shutting off people's utilities. And he was saying, what the heck are you... Oh, here you go. Can you hear that?
Faintly.
Yeah, it's actually turned down a little bit.
What is that? The Munsters?
That was the Munsters. Yeah, that was the Munsters clock. Here in Lake Worth, the commissioner of the city council and the mayor fighting because the mayor shutting people's power off during the corona crisis. Ridiculous. Oh, wrong one. Oh, this one. I got it.
That's weird.
You're calling me disrespectful because I've interrupted people, but this gentleman has turned off people's lights in the middle of a global health pandemic.
Yeah.
That's what that gentleman did.
Point of order.
And you think I'm disrespectful
point
for interrupting?
Yeah. Point of order.
This gentleman has
point
had the ability to
order.
Do any number of things.
Point
we could have
order.
Banned large gatherings. We could have closed the beach. We could have put a moratorium on utility cutoffs.
I recessed
also not within your power, and the attorney
the
has held that that's true.
I recessed the meeting.
We should have been talking about this last week.
Can we?
We cut off people's utilities this week and made them pay what could have been their last check to us. To turn their lights on in a global health pandemic.
Yeah.
He's absolutely right.
I love that hothead.
Yep, I do too.
I'm mad enough to hit somebody. Get the torches. Get the dogs. Let's get them all. Hang them all. You'll get the guilty.
I'm taking the advice of Danny DeVito.
Hi, everybody. It's Danny DeVito. And I'm asking you from the bottom of my heart, all over the state of New York, stay home. I mean, everybody. I mean, we got this virus, this pandemic, and, you know, young people can get it, and they can transmit it to old people. The next thing you know, I'm out of there. Please, do us a favor, all of us, and stay home, not spread this virus around. Thank you.
I guess they're getting all kinds of celebrities up in New York to tell people to stay home.
I really think they shouldn't.
I agree.
I think we're at the point where PSAs are going to backfire.
Yep. I agree.
I mean, look at Madonna in the bathtub. We don't want that.
Let me play this last thing for you. It's pretty cool. With everybody being closed in, a motorsports announcer, I guess he's a big name in motorsports, Mike Bagley.
The Mike Bagley.
He's keeping his skills sharp.
You talking about Mike Bagley, the motorsports guy?
That's him.
Everybody knows him.
He decided he was going to go and do play-by-play as his dogs swam around in the pool. So here he's good.
Here they come. They've completed lap number 5. You got Lexi in the lead. Louie tried to track her down. Here's Louie to the inside. He'll back away. Oh, Millie gets in the way. They make contact. Here again, Lexi leading out of turn number 3. Here comes Louie trying to shut it down. Checker flag in the air. Lexi will win by 5 dog lengths.
I like it.
Buck did one.
Did he really?
Where he did the play-by-play as his toddler son hit his wife in the mouth.
Jeez.
That's quite a show.
There you go. They're all going off. All right, when we come back.
Stan.
What?
Happens in an enclosed space 24 hours a day?
Yeah, but when I'm in the bedroom, you can't hear it.
That would drive me nuts.
No, I think it's beautiful. You know me in time.
Time, yeah. You got a lot of sayings, you know. Time waits for no one. Time marches on.
All right. Got a real beauty from the local beat today. By the way, I want to let everybody know also, because of this switch around, Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law will be joining us tomorrow during Wednesday's show. We didn't know if we were going to be on live. We didn't know how we were going to go and pull all this off.
You know
so we
what?
Told Mike to wait a day.
I think that you're getting way ahead of yourself, Stan.
What do you mean?
Because what you might have promoted at the end of yesterday's show, Yeah. Has nothing to do with what's going on today.
What do you mean? What are you trying to say?
I mean, this morning we both woke up to quite the surprise. So who knows what's going to happen tomorrow?
True. All I know is I'm going to wind up here for 14
days. Yeah, you're going to wind up on top again. You know what? You don't have your travel plans interrupted. You get to do the show from home, you son of a... I don't know how you do it, but you do it.
96K Rock. 96K Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out anytime we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. My name is Stan. I'm broadcasting from home. My partner, Haney, is broadcasting from a producer's room behind glass. And Rob Show is actually working the control board. How you doing, Haney? You in there yet?
What if I wasn't?
I don't know.
I wanted to make you nervous for just a split second.
No, I'm all right. I'm good. Everything is good here.
I was
on this end.
I was just talking to our fearless program director, Mick Mungus.
Mm-hmm.
And he just went to the store with scouting report. Yeah.
And?
He said he went to a local drugstore and that it was almost a normal day. And I guess he's been, oh, Jesus.
Sorry. It's just the quarter past. It's okay.
How do you live with that?
I get used to it.
I couldn't take it.
I like it.
No, I mean, it's a wonderful thing, but not constantly.
Every 15 minutes.
No, you know what? No wonder. You're so uptight.
See, at quarter past, it'll go doon, 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 doon. And then at the bottom of the hour, it'll go doon, 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 doon.
What does it do? And then at the top, what does it do? A hymn?
No. Or? And then at 45, it does it three times. Doon, 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 doon. And then at the top of the hour, it'll chime off the hour. So as each hour goes along, the more chimes at the top of the hour you're going to hear.
All right.
Next time, it'll... Be 4 o'clock, you'll hear it four times.
All right, so at the quarter hour, we get what?
Doon, 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 doon.
So you count that as how many?
That's quarter past. That's one little chime through.
Dun, 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 dun. And so then at the bottom of the hour, it'll do it twice.
It'll go doon, 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 doon.
And then at the next quarter hour.
At 45, it goes doon, 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 doon. Dun, 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 dun.
And then at the top, all hell breaks loose.
All hell breaks loose.
All right. Well, you said the drugstore seemed pretty normal today, which is, I guess, a departure from how things have been. And I don't want to, you know, cause any trouble or anything, but there is a rumor that the Walmart nearby just got in water and toilet paper.
Hey, easy. Easy, Crockett.
What are you talking about?
I'd be Tubbs.
We both want to be Tubbs, though.
Yeah, easy, Crockett.
What are you talking about, Tubbs? I haven't shaved in years.
I don't know. I was at the Target over the weekend, and it didn't seem too bad.
What were you getting at the Target?
Hot dogs.
Yeah, I had hot dogs last night. Hebrew Nationals.
Oh, they're good.
They were great.
They're kosher. Yeah, and so I got some soubrettes, and I think I got some canned beanless chili.
Oh, damn it. I meant to save the package. Because I've had Hebrew Nationals before, but what I had last night was the best hot dog I've ever had. Because you know how each hot dog company has like 17 different varieties?
Yeah.
Whatever this is, I got to get it again.
Okay, well, you should have saved the label.
Yeah.
I'm also a big fan of the Hoffman's brand kosher hot dog.
Cured or uncured?
Either or. They're both very good.
I saw on Amazon you can get them uncured, a pack of 46. But it'll take several months to deliver them.
I wouldn't go.
No, I didn't. I think Amazon screwed up.
With you or with them?
I think in general, because I'm optimistic that this will be over reasonably soon.
Oh, I hope so.
And they have pissed off all their regular customers, and now they're a company that does nothing but sell toilet paper. And you order anything else, they go, well, that's not important. I saw a great story that illustrates sort of the screwed up way that they're operating, because I guess their policy is they will send what they consider to be essential items out as soon as possible. Uh-huh. And the guy said he ordered a bunch of just household stuff. And in 2 days, he got his razor blades like it was an emergency. But the shampoo that he ordered, that took a week and a half. So it depends on what they consider to be more important.
Yeah, well, it's what supply and demand. Isn't that what it's supposed to be? A lot of people want the damn toilet paper, so that's the important stuff. Razor blades. Those are important, too, especially straight ones.
Yeah, you never know when you need one.
Damn right. You want to do the local beat?
No, I don't have it. I thought you were doing it.
I got it. You got the music.
I know exactly what you mean. I just took the opportunity to, you know, tweak you.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to let everybody know right now. I'm on my third set of headphones, and the way that my speaker system is set up in here, it's at super loud, and I can't adjust the volume.
Yeah. I'll have you know. That's always great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stan, I will have you know, you interfered with what could have been such a wonderful day for me, because you know what I planned?
I didn't interfere with anything. I was interfered with.
Hopefully you can do this in my honor at your house.
What?
Because we've talked forever, and we never do anything about it, that every day at 4 o'clock we should just have a glass of champagne.
Oh, I can do that.
You can.
What's the rules about that? I'm in the privacy of my own home, but I'm broadcasting.
Here, all you have to do is say it's a bit.
Yeah. We got chilled champagne in the house? We do.
I ordered a case of your wedding champagne.
Yes.
And I got it on ice, and I swear to God I was going to do it today.
Well, maybe I can do it in your honor.
As long as she'll join you.
You want to join me in drinking some champagne? All right, she's up for it. I want to know what the rules are. I'm not. Rob is though technically the one that shouldn't be drinking because he's.
Yeah, he's driving.
Board. Yeah. I don't know. Let me think about it. I got a chilled bottle. We can pop the cork.
I'll tell you right now. Everybody's sitting around the tiki bar listening. They're going, look, man, you ain't driving. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
That's what I'm thinking. What are you going to do, arrest me in my own house for having a bottle of champagne?
Well, not yet. We haven't got to that point yet.
Right. Let's do a local beat, because I got a real beauty here.
A real beauty?
Oh, a beauty. This guy was looking for trouble with everybody.
I will also have you know, Stan.
Yeah.
I have had... this is, I don't know how many different machines that I have had to download my apps onto just in the past several days.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot.
And I'm making it work, so I want no excuses from you.
I'm not saying anything.
And you got the volume on this, Rob?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got
it. All right, because it sounds a little light to me.
How's that?
That's good.
Right there, cool.
All right, good. You ready?
Ready.
All right, this comes to us from the news press headline. San Carlos Park man faces battery after allegedly beating three at home.
Oh, God.
Let's get to the meat of it.
Whoa, you all right?
Sorry. Yeah, no. Every time I cough, I get a little worried. Pardon me. Thank God I'm home. Dateline, San
Carlos. What is that sound that you make when you're frustrated with me? Thank you. You did that on my behalf towards you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. A San Carlos Park man is facing multiple felony charges, including he was beating up a teen, too. And I think he's getting hit with child abuse and battery after he allegedly beat a young male, broke bones in a female's face, and caused another female to break her leg. 48-year-old Craig Harth, H-A-R-T-H, Harth, remained in Lee County Jail today, on a $170,000 bond, charged with abuse of a child without great bodily harm, battery by a prior convicted felon committing a second battery, adult kidnapping, false imprisonment, and battery on a person age 65 or older.
Come on, man. You're just having a bad day.
He just ran the gamut on that one. They're all felonies. His arraignment is tentatively scheduled. We don't know
well,
exactly
Stan,
when.
He don't do anything half-assed, okay?
April 20th. Now, according to the Lee County Sheriff's Office, Harth was arrested at his home Sunday in San Carlos Park after deputies were called by emergency staff at Lee Health Coconut Point Hospital about two female victims with significant injuries. The victims' names obviously were withheld from the report due to Marcy's Law, designed to protect victims of crime. The report said one victim told investigators that Harth began physically battering a second victim with closed fists after he had been drinking heavily.
Mm-hmm.
A third victim, a male child, tried to stop Harth, the report said, but was himself battered until the first victim stood between them and told Harth, "That's enough." This guy has got rage issues. Harth then pushed the woman, causing her to hit a wall and become unable to get up. This is real life.
Well, this is the park.
Yes. After being taken to the hospital.
We both lived in the park.
We sure have. After being taken to the hospital, a woman was found to have suffered a fracture of her right leg and had to undergo surgery. That's when he pushed her up against the wall and she couldn't get up. The report said the other female victim told investigators Harth was released from the Lee County Jail in October after being charged with battery and intimidation in a previous altercation involving her as the victim. She told deputies that Harth began punching her in the face Sunday after she heard him screaming.
What? Watch yourself. Sorry. I know you're at home and relaxed, but watch your language.
After she heard him screaming at the male child, and she went back to check. Now, keep in mind, this male child is not like an infant. This is a older child. She said Harth followed the child into the kitchen area, hitting him in the head, chest, and back until he curled up on the floor and covered his head with his hands. The report said that after Harth locked a front door to prevent them from leaving, all three victims retreated to the bedroom to get away from him. Harth followed, and the first victim sustained that leg injury. The second victim received stitches under her right eye and suffered facial and sinus fractures. The kid suffered bruising of the left ear and a bump over his left eye. Harth was also charged with, you guessed it, drug possession after deputies found a plastic bag with a brownish-green leafy substance. Testing of the substance found it to be mixed with fentanyl. Yeah. This guy, right in the park. Harth has an extensive criminal history where he makes his home in the park. Dating back to 1990, including arrests and incarcerations for grand theft auto, grand theft, burglary, stealing of stolen property, aggravated battery on a pregnant woman, property damage, larceny, carrying a concealed weapon without a license, and battery on a law enforcement officer.
Stan, I want you to be respectful to the gentleman, please.
How do you figure I need to be respectful to this guy?
Because
I just read a whole list of stuff.
Well, he's probably a listener.
He probably is, but if he's listening now, he's listening in jail.
Well, we have plenty of people listening to us in jail. People make mistakes, Stan.
Mistakes? He's got a criminal record since 1990.
Speaking of which, I'd like to say hello to my gals in the Charlotte County lockup.
Yeah. You were the one, they're the ones that confirmed that they use Skittles for makeup.
Oh, yeah. You put somebody in a situation where they got nothing to do 24/7 and limited items, they turn into geniuses.
Oh, yeah.
The limited raw materials they have, they can make anything.
Absolutely. Well, there you go. That's the local beat. We're going to, again, Mike Chinopoulos not here today. He'll be in tomorrow via the telephone. We're all quarantined. We'll come back. What?
When did your 14 days begin?
I think today.
No.
I think today. Today's the first day I have to be quarantined.
No. Your quarantine starts the day after you returned.
Oh, yeah. That would be Thursday night, Friday morning.
Okay, so let's go with Thursday.
Yeah, let's push it up a little earlier, because technically I did leave on a Thursday.
Because I want back at my pool.
You're not getting back to your pool. You're getting back to your regular spot when we can all get together and do this.
Please, don't even.
Please. Don't play your games with me. We're going to
Let's just enjoy the grandfather clock.
Be back, Stan and Haney.
You
96K
jackass.
Rock.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. You all right there, Haney? How you doing? Where is he?
I'm right here. I just wanted to make you sweat.
No, you're not. I don't know what you're doing over there. I really don't know what you're doing. I'll tell you what I'm doing right now. I'm having a cinnamon Pop-Tart.
You mother... you know what?
What?
Nobody likes you.
What do you mean nobody likes me? You're the one perpetuating this. I'm the one in quarantine.
Nobody likes you.
Explain.
Because you insisted on traveling during a pandemic.
Look, let me explain something.
Into the building and exposed everybody.
I didn't
and they're all talking about it. They're all
That's
talking
what they're
about
doing. They're talking about it.
Yeah, they're talking about that. Evan Stan came in here.
Oh, baloney!
There was going to be a full-on revolt. They demanded that you be removed.
Well,
they said bring in Haney.
They did.
Yeah, and
That's
you know
exactly
what? That's how
said.
Low you brought this company.
I didn't bring the company
to the
How
point that
me?
People were chanting my name, and I'm the most hated man in this building.
Mm-hmm.
Or I was.
I'm number one now, huh?
Yep.
I wanna
For the first
out.
Time in decades, you've taken the crown, my friend.
I want to find out who's behind this because it's
I was
it's
also about, informed.
It's not about me coming in.
No,
North. It's not about that.
Yeah, I've been informed by a very high level of middle management who ordered me to tell you that according to the governor, you must now contact personally every, oh God, Rob's eating in our studio.
What are you eating?
A salad.
Oh, God.
What kind of salad?
Just a regular salad with turkey breast.
Mm.
A toss salad with like vinaigrette dressing.
Do you need soy sauce?
Some lettuce. No, I'm good on soy sauce. Thank you. Some lettuce, croutons, a little bit of tomato.
Why do you need a full bottle of soy sauce at work?
That was for when I did the soy sauce challenge, where I wanted to see if I could
taste.
Oh, yeah,
where
you put yourself in it.
Yeah, I would suggest not touching.
I'm trying to touch as little as possible. The middle management fellow wanted me to tell you that the governor demands that you have to contact everyone you've come into contact with and warn them that you have recently traveled.
That is a bunch of bull.
I am passing along what I was told, and I was also told that it's not a suggestion. It's an... Oh, Jesus.
There you go. Okay, we're good now for about 15 minutes. Can I explain myself? Since we got on the air, I've been told what I have done, and I have done nothing. I have done absolutely nothing.
I wouldn't say that. I thought you did a fantastic job yesterday.
This governor thing with DeSantis.
That you've been throwing at me. Because when I started yelling at you this morning before I was awake, you kept going, but the governor said.
That's what they're going by. He made that announcement on the 23rd yesterday for people that were leaving New York and New Jersey, coming here to flee the corona up there. And he said anybody leaving, he didn't say retroactive from days earlier. He said at that moment. And I said, well, I don't have anything to worry about. I left 3 days earlier. That doesn't apply to me. That applies to people who have dual residency and are moving down to their condos out of New York or staying at some place, because you can't stay virtually at any place around because they're all closed.
Yeah, wouldn't the flow be going the other way?
And because up north right now is where all the stuff is happening. They're the hot spot, as Trump says.
So are you saying snowbirds went home and they're coming back?
Yes. And people that were up there are looking for to stay at their niece's place down here to get away from it. He put that into effect yesterday. But I got a call at like 9 o'clock this morning saying, is it true you left Newark on the 19th? I said, yeah. Well, you stay home. That's what I was told. I said, wait a second. He made the...
You need to tell your wife we're doing a show.
She's working. She's working in the other. This is totally
all right. I'll take care of it, Stan. Don't worry about it. Hey, folks, here's a special treat for you, Ms. Reba McEntire. Bring it up, Rob. Put your salad fork down.
I don't want any Reba.
Come on.
No Reba. I don't want any Reba.
Rob, so help me God.
I don't want any Reba.
Please,
McEntire.
Rob. Do as you're told. Please.
I have you up. I don't know why it's not playing through.
Yeah, it's broken. Oh, well.
Are you kidding me? This doesn't work now. It worked last break, and now it doesn't work.
It's broke.
Oh, there we go. Here we go. While Stan's wife finishes her business call, here's Ms. Reba McEntire.
Oh, please.
Is she done yet?
Yeah, she's up, folks. Don't
care. All right, you can leave it hot, Rob. That's
oh, no,
fine.
She's still up.
But back to Reba. And you don't care, my heart. She can thank me later. Right. Nobody can hear what she's saying.
Right. I think she went, turn it down for a second. Turn it down. Let me see if she's... No, she's up.
Now I just hear a hum. Oh, no. So that's good.
Okay, yeah, okay, we're good. But I had nothing to do with this. I had nothing to do with this. I will tell you something, and I want to say this right now.
You know what my thought was yesterday?
What?
To try to keep things as normal as possible, and today that's just out the window.
Things are normal. This is the new normal. Now look.
I was with the program yesterday.
What do you mean? You're not now? You're right in the building. You're seeing everything that's going on. I'm the one that's separated from everything.
No, I'm dependent on Rob for everything, and he's just eating a salad like nothing's happening. Open your mic, Rob. Prove it. Prove it. Can you even talk?
I can talk.
Don't choke.
Now stop now. Now stop it.
I got
a
guy eating a friggin' turkey salad because he's not allowed to have real food. Running the show here. I got you going, it's not my fault.
It isn't my fault. I had my lunch and everything all packed to go into work today. I had everything set. I had all of your stuff printed up, and I was going to come in and do my job, and I was told because 3 days earlier I came home, they're going to abide by what the governor says that he said yesterday. That's
what you said doesn't apply to you.
I don't think it applies to me.
Well, then will you lobby to come back in?
What do you think I did for like an hour? What do you think I did for like an hour? And I was told to shut up.
I think you're about to be told to shut up again because she's on a business call. We got to be quiet.
Yeah, I know. this is crazy. You know what? I'm slowly going nuts.
Slowly? You're doing better than I am if it's slow. But
apparently, because I came back 3 days before the governor made any announcement, there were some people in the building, getting scratchy.
That don't like you.
That don't like me. And said, you know what? Maybe he needs to stay home because the governor told him to stay home. I don't fall under the governor's umbrella. That happened 3.5 days later. But this is what they want.
So what did they say when you explained that?
They wanted to know every single place I went to when I was up north.
Okay, let's go over it.
Okay. I landed at the airport, Newark, New Jersey. At that point in time, when I landed on Monday, everything in that airport was open. They were open for business. The stores, the little coffee shops, the bars, they were all open.
Bars?
As I'm going through the airport, everything was open and everybody was having a good time for the most part.
Everything was great.
Everything was fine. By the time, so I leave Newark and I go to her folks town in New Jersey. Now, did we go anywhere? Did we hop into a restaurant or anything like that?
Stand by for a moment. Rob?
Yes.
Why the F do you have me potted down? I ask you to leave it open. Can you put down the salad, please?
Yes, I got you potted up now.
Okay, do whatever you did before that actually turns it on. Thank you. You may continue, Stan. I apologize.
That's all right. I understand.
Thank you.
So then we went and visited her folks in New Jersey, like 10 miles from the airport. Visited her mom, visited her sister.
So a lot of glad handing.
A lot of glad. But they're fine, too. They were working home.
Yeah, they were working at home, but you were telling me about this uncle that felt the need to go out for no reason.
Oh, that I didn't come into contact with him. Matter of fact, he didn't even know we were up there. For good reason. That reason. Went and saw them, drove out of the state of New Jersey to Pennsylvania, where they didn't have any of these restrictions at that point in time.
Well, can you still smoke in restaurants there?
No, you can't.
Because you could the last time.
I go and I check into the hotel in Pennsylvania, Allentown, Pennsylvania. There, they had already started their precautions. I could not go and get anything to eat. They would only give me something in a bag. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
From there, I went, staying in Pennsylvania, where there were no such restrictions like this, I visited my mom and spent time with her. Then I left there and ate a dinner through a drive-thru.
Now, I know you touched your mother.
Yes.
Did you touch anyone else on the trip?
I touched her. I touched my stepdad, her husband. I touched her dad, her mom, her sister, and I shook hands with her infant niece. But I didn't go anywhere. Other than that, there was no contact.
You touched several people. You touched them.
Yeah, I touched them.
You admit that.
And then I went into upstate Pennsylvania, into the mountains, and went in the cave ride.
Did you touch anyone there?
Did not. My wife and I were the only ones on the boat. And then I left.
I'm assuming that you've been touching your wife the whole time.
Oh, absolutely.
Frequently.
Yeah. So left there.
When's the last time you touched your wife?
This morning.
All right.
All right. So went there, went and hit goodbye to my mom, goodbye to her family, and then went to the airport, where at that time, leaving, everything was closed up because of the corona. There were no bars open. There were no restaurants open. There was nothing open. Everything was hooded, caged, everything. And then you just go and sit there and wait for your flight. And then I come home. I came home on the evening of the 19th. Ron DeSantis didn't say anything about this until the 23rd.
So you feel like you should be grandfathered in.
I should. There was no rule or no law about it, and I feel fine. Well, yeah. Kind of, relatively speaking. And so I went into work yesterday. Everything was fine. You were by your pool. No problems. Then the chatterboxers started going around the building. Oh, yeah, Stan was in New Jersey. Did anybody hear what the hell Ron DeSantis said about people coming from New York and New Jersey?
It was a purge.
And then...
You were purged from the building.
Yep. Because everybody got scared that three and a half days earlier, I had come back from there. So I'm getting ready to leave for work today. And the phone rings, and they say, guess what? You're staying home. You're quarantined. Because the governor said so.
Rob?
Yes?
Are you done with your salad yet?
Yes.
Good. I hope it was okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Annie. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Stan.
That salad.
Now, we don't have to do this right away, but do you think you have a good handle on Stan's situation, Rob?
Somewhat.
I want you to contact the governor's office.
Okay.
And get an official finding on this.
Yeah, I want an official finding on when the date that was enforced.
So I need
the 14 days.
I need you to be on top of this, Rob, and I'm not joking around. You need to make sure you have our fax number ready, and we need someone from the governor's office to sign off on this one way or the other.
Whether I need to be quarantined because I came back from Newark on the 19th. Not the 23rd when he made the announcement. I came back on the 19th. Do I need to be quarantined for 14 days?
And limited contact.
Limited, very limited contact.
Let's count them up. How many people did you touch?
And at any time, there was no more than three people. Well, I take that back, my wife. Let me tell you how many people I touched.
I can't hear either one of you because I'm in the studio right now and I don't have headphones. Stan, you're staying home, okay? TFN, you're staying home. Plain and simple, we don't want you in the building, okay? That's the way it goes.
He can't hear either one of us. He's just very adamant about this for some reason.
That I'm staying home. You heard him, didn't you?
Yeah, but I want an official finding.
I would like one, and I could petition the company, but they're going to say no. They're going to tell me to stay home. And you heard his tone. He's at wit's end, too.
You know,
think this is good for him? It's not.
Well, you know, and Rob's got to be here all night anyway.
Hey, you think it's good for Rob? It's not
so,
good for him.
So, see where you get with the governor's office, and if that doesn't work, then we'll have to put calls into Fauci.
Will do.
We're going to take a break. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us Tuesday afternoon.
We're going to be getting you updated on traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. But before we do that, Rob informed me that Gary, our main man Gary, on the line.
Oh, Gary.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go to the phones. Gare? Where is he?
Where's Gare?
Where is he, Rob?
He hung up.
Did he hang up?
I have him potted up. Hang on one second. Let me see.
Well, make sure that's it. The phone's in mono, too, so that we can hear.
Yeah, everything's smooth, just like yesterday.
Yep.
I'm right here.
Hey Gare!
Gary!
No, I didn't.
What?
No, he didn't what? Can he hear us? He should be able to. He should be able to hear us just fine.
Gary?
Gare.
Gary.
Hang up on him. I mean, I don't want to hang up on him. But if I'm in mono and Haney's in mono, he should be able to hear us.
Wait a second. Rob, now you got mono?
I don't have mono. It's the button that you got to push there so everything goes through the board like against the law. There are certain things like you have program and all that stuff and audition. They got to be in a mono button, and then Gary could hear us, I think. I don't know. I don't have an answer. Rob, do you have an answer?
It's in mono, and he can hear. He's potted up. Gary, can you hear us?
He can't even hear you.
Yeah, he can't hear you.
Is there something he's got to do other than mono?
I don't know. You heard the caller yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think Rob's probably just sabotaging.
I can hear you guys.
Hey, Gary.
Hot damn 2020.
There he is.
What? Hold on a second, Gary.
The pre was not pushed in. I think pre has to be in.
Yes, it does, too. That's right. Gary, what's going on, buddy?
No, I just want you guys to hang in there, because in these times of tough times, you're the only guys that keep us laughing.
Well, we're working on it.
You sound like you're having a tough time breathing, Gary. Have you been checked?
No, but I smoke a lot.
Yeah.
What's your brand, Gary?
I smoke L&M's and Marlboro's.
Right. That depends on the check, huh?
Well, it depends on the check. Marlboro's L&M's are a lot cheaper.
Yeah. And Stan likes them because they're made by the same company.
Well, yeah. I like them because they were made by Arnold Palmer used to smoke them.
He most certainly did. Arnie used to smoke that until they told him to stop, and then he never won a tournament.
You have an L&M, some iced tea and lemonade. Boy, you got it made.
Oh, yeah. I'll put some vodka in it and have a John Daly. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, Gary. Yeah. So, how has all this nonsense affected you?
It hasn't.
Well,
it
down on the Rock of Marco, it looks like right after a hurricane, there's nobody there.
I heard from somebody in Marco that it's especially difficult down there as far as keeping the grocery stores stocked.
The grocery stores, because there's only three of them.
Yeah.
You got everybody in the world that's down there that are on vacation or snowbirds, and they're just going into the grocery stores. My wife was there at 7 o'clock this morning at the Winn-Dixie and couldn't even get in. It was so packed.
You couldn't even get in?
Couldn't even get in. It was lined up from outside the door all the way back.
This is insane.
It's crazy, these people. These people are insane.
There's no need for it.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Haney. Thank you. Get toodaloo.
Toodaloo what?
We got to move on. We got to move on. Things wait for no one.
What else are we going to do?
I got to do some traffic. You got to do some news headlines.
There ain't much of it. I'll tell you that right now.
What are you talking about? There isn't much of it.
Yeah, Corone, Corone, Corone. Toodaloo, toodaloo, toodaloo.
Oh, I know a lot of the Corone stuff.
I'm tired of talking about it.
You and me both. But somehow I'm stuck here for 14 days.
14 days from Thursday, unless I can get the governor to pardon you.
Yeah, I'd like the official pardon from the governor.
Yeah, so would Andrew Gillum.
That's right. Man, I still can't get that out of my head.
Although somehow he wasn't charged with a crime.
Seriously, was he not charged with anything?
Nope, he's getting the help he needs.
Right. Checking
because he's realized now that alcohol is an issue.
Right, but there was no booze in the room, right?
No.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
It's just a 15-1.
There we go. We're good. Let's get us updated on traffic for your drive home.
Yeah, yeah. Wedding celebration is...
Yeah. And a yellow vomit next to
Yeah,
week.
And
two
alcohol
things.
Is the problem, not the crystal meth.
Right, that was in the room. No alcohol in the room.
Yeah.
Two things on the board. We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash, Bass Road and Gladiolus Drive. And then we have a hit and run in Bonita Springs. It's the 12,000 block of Bonita Beach Road, southeast, right by the Publix supermarkets. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Mark Haney's got today's headlines. What the?
Indeed. Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. We will also have Ellen DeGeneres' horrible, horrible secret.
I'm hearing a lot of things about her that are not very flattering.
Yeah, well, Rod Stewart learned, you get the wrong person coming at you, it's trouble.
Yep, it'll be a lifetime.
In the middle of all of this nonsense, someone decided it would be a great idea to steal an ambulance for a joyride with the EMT still in the back.
Oh, can I just say something real quick? They just had a crawler across Fox about the restriction, the 14-day quarantine from people coming from New Jersey and New York and all that, and the Ron DeSantis. Florida's attorney general has spoken out about that. I don't know the details yet, but he's not happy.
Well, good. Maybe we'll have a ruling and we can do it all again tomorrow, playing musical chairs.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Are you?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
And there, finally...
There's no joy here.
I think there is. Because... No. If you're doing what you should be doing, you should be very joyful. What we talked about earlier. You should be enjoying a champagne toast.
Oh, that's right, but all right, I'm gonna.
And finally, a car thief says, quote, the corona made him do it.
Of course.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. We could certainly use some laughter around here. I mean... Some kind of laughter.
I'm just figuring, if I can't have the champagne, you should.
Well, maybe I'll open up some champagne. Then I can hear the call tomorrow morning. Brad here, were you drinking champagne on the air?
No, I wasn't, Brad. I was drinking club soda with quinine. As a prophylactic.
Here now, my friends, is the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Oh, he doesn't have that.
Hi.
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 Oh, please don't do that, Rob. Many Americans now facing tough economic times as a result of the corona. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
ways to make money in a pandemic.
Oh, geez. Top ways to make money in a pandemic.
Hold online classes teaching others your skill once you acquire a skill.
Whoa.
Watch that loop. That'll bite you. You you know, I'm being a real hard ass on Rob today.
You are. I can feel it. I can feel it through the microphone and headset.
But he's doing like a million things.
I know he is.
He's actually doing a good job, so.
Yep, he sure is.
I did go a little far with it, didn't I? I went too far.
You're good.
Hold an auction for a can of beans. Volunteer to deliver groceries to the elderly, then demand a tip. Rob.
I jumped the punchline.
Rob,
I'm sorry.
In addition to radio, you also have a second career, don't you?
I do.
And what does that involve?
That is stand-up comedy.
Uh-huh.
And you never jump the punchline.
Yeah, and in stand-up comedy, what's the most important thing, really?
The setup's important, but not as important as the punchline.
But in general, wouldn't you say the, what is it I'm trying to think of?
Timing?
Yeah! Sorry about that, folks.
Come on, it's a learning curve. We're all on a learning curve. Although he should have known about timing. That's his profession.
I can't do half these jokes because they're not appropriate.
Really? Like, which one is not appropriate?
I'll just tell you off the air.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. We got enough hate.
I understand.
Learn sign language for we're all doomed, so you can stand next to an elected official during their coronavirus briefings.
Did you see that one hand sign guy, the sign language guy that's with DeSantis, the one with the big pompadour and the glasses? He's signing stuff that I'm sure the governor isn't even saying.
Yeah, I stopped paying attention.
So
that's why today came as quite a shock.
Well, yeah, I could imagine. What do you pay attention to now?
Nothing. No, I've lost interest in everything, really.
Because you had to come in.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's not my fault. It's really not my fault.
I think you really underestimate the amount of hate in this building. Were you involved, Rob?
Oh, yeah. Were you involved?
In the hate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I did hear a lot of it.
Did you at any point say that you weren't comfortable with Stan?
I do have a one-year-old son at home. I'm
my God.
I have a child. Isn't that a terrible thing for someone to say about you? Yeah, I can't be around him. I have a child to think of.
Yeah, and there's a few others around there that have children and newborns, and I'm sure they were barking pretty good, too.
Yeah, well, they're the ones that always bring the disease in the building.
Yes! Daycare!
Sell your old CVS receipts as emergency toilet paper.
Get enough of them.
And finally, the very top way to make money in a pandemic.
Yes.
Put unwanted things lying around the house on eBay, like old clothes and that underachieving middle child. Marsha, shut up, Jan. And that, my friend, is at 4 o'clock.
Thank you. Thank you, Haney. Thank you very much.
I have a child.
Yep. There's a lot of them around there that I know they're saying it.
All right. What you going to need?
Forced out.
You're not doing emails, are you?
No emails. When we come back, though.
Because I didn't prep him for that.
No emails. How am I going to get emails? I'm not there.
Well, he could forward them to you.
No, please. There's so much junk email. I don't want
it. So you're not able to receive emails at home.
My own personal email, yes, I you know what? Enough people have my phone number. I've been text all day long.
Are you going to get out the champagne?
Yes, let me. There's a few things I got to do. We're going to attempt to play Stan's Name That Movie when we come back.
Well, I want you to so that you can enjoy it today because you'll be here back here tomorrow.
No, I can't.
Yeah, you can. Because how tonight, I'm going to do my part to help by visiting every nursing home I can find. And I'm just gonna have that badge printed up, and I'm gonna say I'm essential personnel,
right?
And I'm gonna go and sing songs for the elderly.
Yeah, you're a good man, Henny. That's something that you've always loved doing.
Hey, what are you doing here? I'm the entertainment. Oh, we don't hold on. You haven't heard it yet. Gonna take a sentimental journey.
We'll play Stan's Name That Movie
or
when we
will
come back. 96 K-Rock.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. You gotta be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us Tuesday afternoon. About 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news.
This is a ruse, Stan.
What's a ruse?
What you've accomplished here? Because I just went and looked at the executive order, and it doesn't apply to you. It applies from Monday.
What do you think I've been saying? I said that it was from yesterday. This is what I said. They don't care.
Nobody cares. Nobody
they
cares.
Told
I can't
me,
have
I told
nice
them.
Things.
All right, we're going to, after we do traffic, we're going to play now, Stan's Name That Movie.
Did you do the champagne?
I went, and we don't have any cold champagne.
Damn it.
I thought there was a cold bottle. I'll do it tomorrow. I'm going to chill a bottle tonight. We'll do it tomorrow.
Well, I mean, do you have something you can take a shot of, at least?
Oh, I got plenty of stuff I can take a shot of.
Well, why don't you do that?
Darling, do we have any booze? Yeah, we got booze.
Why don't the two of you just take a shot?
All right, that's what we're going to do. Bring two shot glasses.
You know, Rahm Emanuel once said, you never let a crisis go to waste.
Right.
And what he means by that is that you can do things you couldn't normally do.
Look, as she's getting the booze ready, let's do traffic. I'll do a shot, and then we'll play the game.
What do you know what you're doing yet, or is she looking?
Oh no, we got plenty of booze. What are you bringing? Rum, I hope. Vodka.
I've got light rum. I've got dark rum. Well, you have a lot of champagne here.
Oh, we do have champagne.
Yeah.
All right, let's pop it.
Yes.
Let's pop. Gilly, bring the bottle over to me. Here, let's do traffic, and then I'll open the champagne.
See, this is about fun.
Yeah, it's a lot about fun. Let's see. Where do I want to start? Oh, got two things on the board. We'll start in North Fort Myers, Crash, Pine Island Road, and Brown Road. And then we got a hit and run, Fort Myers, 2300 block of Buckingham Road, right by the Sunoco station. And you are up to date. All right, let me try to open up this. Do I have any, like, champagne music while I'm like a Larry Welk?
Give me just one moment.
All right, well, I'll need a moment, too. I got to put down this microphone for a second.
That's fine.
All right. Oh, and we got champagne glasses, too, while we're at it here.
Now, is this the good champagne from your wedding?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's what I got, too.
Let me open this bottle up. And then I will have a little champagne toast. Well, that's nice, but where's the Larry Welks of the champagne music? Haney.
Hold on just a moment. I figured that was better than nothing.
No, I like Larry Welk. Ah, there we go.
I was buying time.
I appreciate that. Twist. And, okay, hold on. You're going to hear it. If it doesn't suds up everywhere, all over the equipment. Here it comes. Hold it, I need something to, give me a cloth here.
because I don't want this going flying. Thank you. Here we go. Well, here it comes. Here it comes. What, does this come off here?
This one for sure.
Hold on. Oh, there it is!
Hey!
Harry, hold on. Let me get a little pour in the glass here. Hold on. So you can hear it.
Now we're talking.
All right. There you go, darling. And I'll take my next one.
That is so good.
There we go. We put the bottle down.
I'm not even bitter that it's not me doing it.
A little toast there. Oh, yeah. There we go.
See, now you're living life. Oh, that's good.
It is good. This is good champagne.
It really is. I told you, I got a case of it.
I forgot how good it is.
Yeah. I mean, the flamingo knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and look at this. I'm drinking the champagne right out of our wedding flamingo glasses.
Isn't that wonderful? See?
Isn't that beautiful?
I've taken a nothing day and suddenly made it all seem worthwhile.
You have, Mary. All right. I'm already getting a little loopy. Oh, I gotta take the microphone with me.
How could you possibly be a little loopy? You've had less than a half an ounce.
How do you know I haven't been drinking beer? I take that down.
Have you been drinking beer?
No, me no.
That's now, Gary, on the other hand...
He's been drinking beer.
No, he doesn't drink beer.
Oh, what's he drink?
Vodka.
Oh, that's right, vodka. He was going to make the Arnold Palmer with a little vodka in it and turn it into a John Daly.
You know what he ought to try?
What ought he try?
A White Russia.
Oh, yeah, well. Do we have the movie stuff? I like this music.
Finish your champagne.
I did.
Oh, all right.
I'll
get your Hollywood music.
Thank you. Rob, phone's on lockdown.
Were you thanking me for the champagne?
Thank you.
Because you wouldn't have done that on your own.
I probably wouldn't have on the air. But I just did, and it's good champagne.
But see, if you do it on the air, then there's something of benefit for everyone else.
How is that a benefit? It just teases the disease for some.
Well, it's they get it vicariously.
Okay. Are you getting it vicariously?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Because I know what that tastes like. Mm. I can picture it.
Delish.
And that's what I was going to do today by my pool.
Yep.
That is until...
I know. Can we do the movies? Rob, are you all right over there?
I'm good.
All right, tell everybody what we have up for grabs. If they can answer the movie correctly, and I'll give you the category and play the films.
We have a $50 gift certificate to the Pewter Mug.
All right, and I just want to let everybody know, the Pewter Mug, they are doing takeout Tuesday through Sunday. So although you can't go inside and enjoy a beautiful Pewter Mug meal, they will prepare it expertly for you for pickup.
We also have $60 to Gulf Coast Fitness.
Oh, okay.
We have $25 to Lenny's Subs and Grill in the Cape.
Nice.
And we have barbecue sauce.
All right, nice. All right, those are the prizes.
By the way, thank you for taking care of Eli, Rob.
Quite welcome. Nice guy.
Here, the category today, the reason why I'm in quarantine is because I traveled.
And voluntarily.
I was on a jet in Newark, New Jersey.
And the governor, in his press conference yesterday, said, I personally believe... that every jet arriving from the Northeast has at least one carrier.
Yeah.
whatever he says.
Well, there were only a couple of people on your flight. Do you
have
any?
There were 13 people.
Do you have a guess as to who the carrier was?
Probably me. I don't know. All right, these are all movie clips about flying on a jet, some kind of scene when they're on a jet. You name the movie, first person to do so will get themselves a prize, all right? Let's go and play movie clip number one. These are scenes from being on a jet. Name this movie.
Miss?
No, it's not me.
Yes, it is you. Please go back to your seat.
Yes, I'm with him. I'm a Mrs. Iglesias.
No, you're not. You were just out here and you put sunglasses on. Out.
But I don't want to. Sir, she can have my seat, okay? Everyone should experience first class at least once in their lives, and Annie shouldn't miss out just because she can't afford it.
No, ma'am, I'm afraid that's not allowed.
Help me, I'm poor.
No. Listen, we're a whole wedding party. I'm the bride. I'm getting married. The seat's empty. She's obviously nervous. We'll calm her down.
You know what? I understand, but Claire is right.
Everybody go back to your seats.
Okay, you especially. You have 3 seconds to get back to your seat.
Oh, you can't get anywhere in 3 seconds.
Well, you better try.
You're setting me up for a loss already.
Okay, thank you.
Whatever you say. Stove.
It's Steve.
Stove. What a kind of name is that?
Well, that's not a name. My name is Steve.
Are you an appliance?
No, I'm a man, and my name is Steve.
You're a flight attendant.
That's absolutely accurate. You can close that. Thank you.
All right, release the phones, 277-9600.
That sounds too real. It didn't sound like a movie.
It sounds very real. Name that movie. Rob, take the phone call, make the connection, and I'll see if they know the movie.
And I'm sure it'll be fine.
277-9600. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Hi, can you name the movie?
Bridesmaids?
It is Bridesmaids. Nice job.
All right.
What would you like?
Oh, I'd like to try that Peter Mug, please.
You got it, buddy. There you go, Peter Mug. Bridesmaids. You are absolutely correct. Thank you very much. All right. You all set there? Are we ready for the next movie clip?
Yep.
All right. These are scenes on a plane due to all the air travel and all the problems. Here's movie clip number two, name this movie.
He just came from the cockpit.
Hey there, little guy.
Hi.
So your first time on a plane?
We were planning on driving, but Tyler here has been begging us to go on his first airplane.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh. Do you think I can be a pilot when I grow up?
Oh, I don't see why not. You just have to study hard and listen to your parents.
Okay.
Sorry about that. A little bit of rough air.
Okay. Right?
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Hey, we call that turbulence, all right? That's when the plane... Oh, so sorry. Okay, you folks, enjoy the rest of your flight. Let me give you a hand. Can you please stay the f*** away from us?
There you go. Name the movie, 277-9600. Let's go back to the phones. Ahoy. Ahoy. Nope.
You know what's next. Odd is Rob, out of habit, is hand signaling me, and you can't see him.
277-9600.
He's giving me lots of thumbs up and, you know, cutthroat signs. And...
Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, it's like you're here.
They're working so beautifully.
It's like you're in the studio.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Rob.
Rob, name the movie.
Vacation.
It is. That was the Vacation remake that they came out with in 2015. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
Anything food related, guys.
All right, we're going to put you on hold. Rob's going to give you some subs.
Thanks, man.
All right, buddy, hold on. There we go, subs. We're up to movie clip number three. We're talking about scenes on a jet, travel by plane. Name this movie.
Look, I don't want to be rude, but I'm not much of a conversationalist, and I'd really like to finish this article. A friend of mine wrote it, so...
Don't let me stand in your way. Please don't let me stand in your way. The last thing I want to be remembered as is an annoying blabbermouth. You know, nothing grinds my gears worse than some chowderhead who doesn't know when to keep his big trap shut. If you catch me running off of the mouth, just give me a poke in the chops. Oh, that feels good. Oh, God, I'm telling you. My dogs are barking today. Oh. That feels better.
Sounds like Haney.
Pardon?
Nothing.
$6 in my right nut says we're not landing in Chicago.
Name the movie. 277-96.
You couldn't help yourself, could you?
I had to. I had to. It was very loud and... 2-277-9600, your job, name that movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Mark.
Mark, name the movie. It's a no-brainer.
Plane, Trains, and Automobiles?
Yes, sir, you're absolutely right. What would you like?
Peter Mug?
Done. Hold on, and Rob will take care of you. Good talking to you. Yeah, you remember that old guy in that plane, Haney, that was just snoring away?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're up to... movie clip.
I think, you know, he had gotten to an age where he genuinely didn't care.
Who?
Snoring on the plane.
The old guy?
Yeah.
Well, if you look at some of the outtakes, he was more than happy to take their airplane meal and eat it. He enjoyed it.
Yeah, he didn't have a care in the world.
No. All right, movie clip number three. These are all no-brainers. This should be just plain easy stuff for you to win a prize. 277-9600. Name this movie. It takes place on a jet.
Let's get out of here. Too late.
Hey, guess who's here? What are we serving tonight? Chicken or chicken?
What a nice surprise. They said we were going to be short-handed this leg. You two take coach. Owen, could you handle the announcements?
Okie dokie. No problemo.
We're going to know we're bogus.
Relax. You get on the horn. I'll throw some peanuts at him. We'll be in Chicago before you know it.
Okay, folks, the guy in front of you is Tommy. He'll be taking you through my little spiel here. Tommy is a Scorpio. He likes biking, and he's never been late. Exits. Okay, there's one back here. And there's probably one over by the wing somewhere, usually. And what about seat belts? Two fasten. Take the little end and stick it in the big end, and you know what? If you guys don't know how to use a seatbelt, just ring your call button and Tommy will come back there and hit you on the head with a tack hammer because you're a retard. Okay, and life preservers. These we may need. Although, what are the odds of us actually hitting a lake? My money says, if anything, it's going to be a mountain. To inflate, put it around your neck and yank down on the tail.
No! I can't breathe!
He's a big dumb animal, isn't he, folks?
All right, name that movie.
You know how much money he made doing that?
How much?
Just a lot for doing things like, I can't breathe!
I know, yeah, but we all laughed, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
2779600.
You seen that, his Letterman appearance?
I have, it was great. He was sweating a lot.
Yeah, I thought he was going to die right there.
Yeah, he was breathing heavy. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hey, ahoy, Stan, this is Doug.
Hey, Doug, how are you?
I'm doing just fine.
I'm in 14-day quarantine, by the way.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but it started Thursday, so yeah, we're into it.
I'm down in the garage hiding from my wife.
Oh, Jesus.
Good. Yeah, understood.
That's got to be rough.
What's the movie, buddy?
I believe that's Tommy Boy.
Of course it's Tommy Boy. What would you like?
I'd love the pewter mug.
Rob, do we have another pewter mug left?
We do.
All right, you got it, buddy.
Doug?
Yes?
She can't do this by herself, okay?
Well, hey, now that I'm going to take her out to dinner, she'll be fine.
All right. How are you going to do that?
Yeah, everything's closed. Take out only.
I'll wait 14 days.
Yeah, wait it out. That's always the answer.
Hold on, Dougie.
Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. Thank you. All right, we got one more. And
poor
one.
Man.
Oh, what? Yeah, in the garage. He's trying to stay away from the wife. My wife is working in the other room because she has to work at home, and now I have to work at home, and I'm in the other room.
How's that champagne sitting with both of you?
Delicious. Well, as soon as I'm finished with this, I'm going to have another glass.
Good.
Because it is so good.
It really is.
It is. It's a quality champagne, and it's not expensive.
And you know what? Out of that whole wedding, that's the one thing I took with me, is that's some damn fine, cheap champagne.
You're darn right it is. I enjoy it. All right, one more. Last chance for somebody to pick up a prize this afternoon, and Stan's name that movie. Last one, Jet Travel. Name the movie.
That hunky muffy mess, my old lady? Got to be running coal upside down his head, you know?
Hey, home, I can dig it. No, he ain't gonna lay no more big rap off on you, man.
I say, hey, Sky. Subba say I won't sing. Pray to Jay, I did the same old, same old.
Hey, Mac yourself a pro, slick. The gray matter back, lot performers down, not take TCB in, man.
Hey, you know what they say? See a broad to get that booty yak him. Leg her down or smack him, yak him. Cole got to be.
Can I get you something?
Your mofo butter laying me to the bone, jacking me up. Tighten me.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Cuddy say can't hang.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
Oh, good.
He said that he's in great pain and he wants to know if you can help him.
All right, would you tell him to just relax and I'll be back as soon as I can with some medicine.
Just hang loose, blood. She gonna catch up on a rebound out of med side.
What it is, Big Mama. My mama raised no dummies. I duck her rap.
Cut me some slack, Jack. Chomp don't want to help. Chomp don't get the help.
Say seven up.
Jive ass dude don't got no brains in here.
Barbara Billingsley, everybody.
Yeah, Jim Cleaver. Name the movie, 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Todd.
Todd, name the movie.
Airplane.
You better believe it's Airplane. That was a great scene. Old Barbara Billingsley, June Cleaver to us. Mm-hmm. She did a great job. Oh, memories. What would you like?
Do you have anything to do?
There's not a... What do we got to do, Rob?
You can work out for 3 months at Gulf Coast Fitness.
This is food related then. Whatever. I don't care.
Oh, you bastard.
Big baby. Give him some subs.
We're actually out. It'll be the last pewter mug.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. The last pewter. You're going to pewter mug.
Pewter mug. Perfect. Thank you.
All right, buddy. There you go.
What a jerk.
Yeah, what a jerk. He had 3 months to work out and do something with his life, and he chooses not to.
No, I mean, he asked to do something, and miraculously, we produce something, and then he goes, no, I want food.
No, don't want it. No. You know, right now, you're not going to go to any sporting event or concert. There ain't nothing to do. They closed it all down. I don't even know if some people know what they're doing. You got an intro, outro for me?
Oh, yeah.
You know, to make that official so that we can...
Just one of the million things I do for you on a daily basis.
You sure do.
You should drink champagne more often. You're nicer.
I know. I feel better. It gives me a warm feeling.
That's what that means it's working. And that concludes Stan's tribute to jet airplanes. Tune in next week when Stan will pay tribute to probably some other inanimate object. Yep. From Radio City in Estero, This is Mark Haney speaking.
Hey, Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Yeah, and we're in one of those things right now. You're thick and thins, feast and famines, and we appreciate you with us. Stan and Haney here.
What does that mean?
You stuck with us through thick and thin, feast and famine.
Oh, okay.
This isn't normal. We're not in normal times right now. You go back 2 weeks, 3 weeks, everything was great.
You're slurring your words up.
Yeah. there's a reason for that, because I just got a little refill.
Nice. I'm proud of you.
Little refill.
So life is pretty good. Wouldn't you say?
I'm not
bad?
Pretty good. Pretty good, but did you happen to see the last episode, by the way, of...
No, I specifically told you that I'm saving it.
Oh, it was so good. I so desperately want to talk to you about it. What are you up to? What episode are you up to? Because there's only 10, and the last one played on Sunday. There's only 10 episodes.
Now, I've been very disciplined about it. I've been spacing them out. The last one I saw was the one which I thought was beautifully done, where it had Borat's wife in it, the professional crier.
Yeah.
That's...
You're behind.
Yeah, but it's by design.
Yeah.
Because I treasure every episode. Yeah. And that episode with the professional crier.
Yeah.
That was like the closest to like first season Curb, where all of it culminates at the end.
So Latte Larry's hasn't opened up yet.
No, he's still working on perfecting the urinal, and Mocha Joe came over and introduced him to his new financial backer, Ted Danson.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you got a little ways to go. Trust me, and I'm not going to spoil it for you. In pure Larry David way, it all has a nice bow at the end.
Well, that's what I enjoyed about that particular episode, was the nice bow with the stole and the crying.
Well, the season comes to a nice end, and somebody gets the kick in the ass, and you can guess who.
Why do you and I both identify so much with that man?
I don't know, but it's spot on. It's spot on. Oh, I got to talk to Rob for a second.
Okay, I'll leave.
Rob, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, are you aware of this? This is where we're stuck in the 1990s. You have something on the computer when he does his news. Then you got to go to a compact disc where there's three cuts. Do we understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, just a question, because I've never run anything off the CD deck. Once you hit on, does that fire the track, or do you have to actually manually play it?
It will fire the track. Now, do you have the disc in the machine?
I do.
Yeah, Stan claims it doesn't work.
Well, I'm going to save him from it not working. Now, look, bending down, because you're going to have to really hurt yourself. Get down low.
Okay.
Does it say track one or three on there?
Track three.
See? Now, I'm going to save you from a problem. Click the advance on it, which is supposedly to the next cut, because all that's telling you is how many cuts are on there. So you click it one time, and it should have the number one showing.
Got it.
All right? Now, if you left it the way it was, it would be something you played a week ago that it has in there. Now it's going to work. So, all right, we're squared away on that. Let's take a look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, got a couple of things on the board. We'll start in North Fort Myers, where there is a crash, Moody Road and Pondella Road. I know. That one should be in the clearing stages. Happened about 25 minutes ago that they got the call on that. One that should be still working is a crash in Lehigh Acres, Lee Boulevard and Sunshine Boulevard North. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Sloppy.
Very sloppy.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, March 24th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
Very sloppy. But it's his first day doing it. He'll be all right.
Well, we really have no choice, do we?
We don't have a choice.
We don't have a say in the matter. It's not ideal.
And there's a lot of logistics.
And this is, what, how many different setups and how many different days?
Oh, this is our, from our last show, this is three different setups.
Mm-hmm. Completely.
Yep. All because of the corona.
Never mind. I keep my thoughts to myself on that.
You know you don't. You don't keep your thoughts to yourself.
Of course I don't.
I know everything you're thinking, everything you're going to say, and it's none of it's good.
All right.
A lot of it's about at me.
Well, then, why don't I step aside and you say what I'm thinking right now?
That you had it pretty good, that you had a nice setup by the pool. Stan goes, I warned him not about traveling up north. He got caught in this situation, and right when I thought everything was going to be fine, he gets a 14-day quarantine. Thanks a lot, buddy. That's what I was thinking you're thinking. Pretty close, wasn't it?
No.
What were you thinking then? Because I can hear it.
I was thinking the lyrics to Zippity Doo Dah. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder.
It's the truth. It's actual.
Nothing else is satisfactory.
See, that's what it is. It's the same thing. It may as well be the same thing.
Time now for things you didn't know. Meet the Parents was a funny movie.
Yeah, De Niro, before we found out what he was really like, and yeah.
I did not know this. Meet the Parents was actually a remake of a small independent film from 1992 that was also released under the name Meet the Parents. It had a very similar plot, but no one saw it when it was released.
Well, I wonder if there were any big stars in it.
I don't know. Maybe Rob could look that up while I'm doing the next one.
You know what? What am I talking? I can look it up. I'm right in front of a computer.
Well, then you're going to be distracted and you're impaired.
No, I've only had two, I think. Two and a half, three.
No, you should have more.
Three, four, maybe.
You know what?
What's the Meet the Parents?
Make hay while the sun is shining.
Oh, sorry.
Biggest star? Emo Phillips.
Emo Phillips.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
How did that fail?
He had the role of video store clerk.
And you know what, Rob? The three of us are probably the only ones who know who Emo Phillips is.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Wasn't he married to Judy Tenuta?
The comedian Judy Tenuta?
Yeah, I think Emo Phillips was married to her.
Rob, did you ever know Judy Tenuta?
No, but I have met Emo. Nice guy.
Oh, really?
Yes. He was just in town not too long ago.
Do you know Judy Tenuta?
I know who she is. No. I've never met her.
Never met her.
But you've met her husband.
Allegedly, yeah.
Allegedly.
Well, as far as he knows.
You know, many times you hear the president talking about his accomplishments, and one of the things he's most proud of is cutting regulations.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you're a business owner, that's probably not something that means much to you. But when the federal government gets involved in something, it can be very messy. I will give you an example of the kind of regulations that people have to deal with.
Hey.
Stan, how would you like to get into the fruit cocktail business?
I know I've drank enough of it.
I'm talking about the actual fruit. You know, like in a can?
Yeah.
You don't
There's
drink it.
There's a bunch of different fruits.
Yeah. If you drink that, you'd choke because it's solid matter.
You got the juice in it.
It's not the juice thing. It's like what you have, like in place of a salad, you'd have a bunch of fruit, a fruit cocktail.
And what happens when you open up the like a fruit cocktail like you used to have in your lunchbox? You got the fruit in there.
And you just, what, juice. You just drink the syrup?
Heavy syrup or stuff like that. And then it floats around in the syrup.
If you wanted to get into the fruit cocktail business, it's not as simple as just canning some fruit. The USDA has strict regulations on the fruit breakdown in a fruit cocktail. By law, it must be 30 to 50% diced peaches.
There are a lot of peaches in fruit cocktail.
By law, 25 to 45% diced pears.
Mm-hmm.
6% to 16% diced pineapple, 6 to 20% whole grapes, and minimal cherries.
That tells me the USDA is in the business of helping Big Peach.
And Big Pear.
And Big Pear. They got some kind of racket going where they buy more of that than anything else.
Now, see, it knows. Pineapples and cherries, that's what sells.
Yeah.
So let's force people to eat pears.
Yep, big pear. Yep.
You know when you you look at the sports page and you read that some big athlete got fined some ridiculous amount?
Yes.
And you think, boy, I don't live in that world. When they get fined, it doesn't really matter to them.
What do you mean? It comes right out of their pay.
Well, keep in mind how much money they make.
True. If they're making like $30 million a year and they get fined $10,000, big whoop.
And pro athletes are allowed to write off any fines from the league as tax deductible.
Nice.
Wonder who lobbied for that.
You know, big athlete.
The highest and lowest point in the continental United States are in the same county. Would you care to guess the state?
It's got to be somewhere in California.
Absolutely right. Inyo County, California has Mount Whitney and the Badwater Basin in Death Valley.
Oh, Death Valley.
You know, they call it that for a reason.
Why?
Because people like to go four-wheeling in it.
In the valley?
Yeah, that's why they call it that.
A lot of people have accidents and then it becomes Death Valley.
Nah, they just want to be cool.
Oh.
And say, so hey, yeah, that's right.
Four-wheeling in the valley.
I party in Death Valley.
Okay, it sounds good.
Yep.
Sounds like something out of an old Western.
Yep. I also wear a skull ring, I'll have you know. Nobody knows why, but the average human body temperature is dropping about 0.05 degrees every decade.
Really?
They speculate it may be a result of modern medicine getting better, which would reduce average levels of inflammation.
Well, if the average temperature, they always told us growing up, it was 98.6.
Yeah, but...
FM!
But... bum-ba-dum-bum.
But so it's got to be lower now.
Well, I'm sure it is if you measure it all the way out, but it's 0.05 degrees per decade, so it's very slow but measurable.
So over the last, say, four decades that we've been on the air,
yeah,
it's gone down a 0.20, right?
Where'd you get that math? You got a calculator?
No. If it's 0.05, two times that, if two decades, it would be 0.10, right? Then 0.20. So then it would be 98.4
AM. Music. Radio. FM.
Yeah, that's how you got to say it. FM. Just like you say the NFL, you got to say FM the same way, too.
FM.
FM.
You got to sound like you have a cold. Yes. FM.
Very nasally. Here, let me hold my.
FM.
Like that.
Yeah, that sounded great. Rob, another comedy question for you.
Yes, sir.
Have you heard of a comedian named Kevin T. Porter?
Was he the one that did the Ellen thing on Twitter?
Yes.
That's the only reason I've ever heard of him.
Okay.
This guy, he's throwing out a lot of dirt.
He hit a bit of a nerve the other day on the twit when he wrote, Ellen DeGeneres is, quote, notoriously one of the meanest people alive.
I heard this. He was asking for other people to go and say the mean things that she's done. Apparently, she's just mean.
He asked people to send him their stories about how bad Ellen really is and promised to donate $2 to the L.A. Food Bank for each one. Well, you know, people want to help.
Sure, especially in these times.
So he got more Ellen stories that he could really use. We have a couple of the top ones here.
All right. Oh, by the way, were you in our office and saw the Larry Little cup that John Kuhn gave you?
I did not see it. I was amazed that I had access to the office because I thought my key was from 1999.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then I realized, oh, yeah, he did give me a new one, but that's not before I tried the key to my mom's house, and that lock was changed, I believe, in the 90s.
Yeah, on the desk you got a 7-Eleven, one of those old from the 70s, 7-Eleven Slurpee cup with Larry Little on it.
And you said our buddy John brought that?
Yep.
That's...
He brought me a Bobby Mercer one.
You know what? That guy, he's been paying attention because he knows what that means to both of us.
Yep. He sure does.
Because you got to spend an afternoon with Bobby Mercer, and I've been lucky enough to hang out with Larry Little multiple times.
Yep.
To the point, I legitimately consider Larry Little a friend.
You two were bonding.
We were best buds.
Yeah.
You know, the banquet's going on, and they go, where's Haney? Oh, Larry Little's gone, too.
Yep. Two are out back smoking.
Yep.
Both of you.
Me and Larry Little. Boy, dreams do come true.
Yep.
So you know, as a young child, I used to dream, you know, there might come a day when me and Larry Little could get together for a smoke.
And it happened.
Happened many times.
Sure did.
So back to Ellen.
Yeah, and realize that you're going to have to take a break here pretty soon.
A hard break?
Yeah, it's a hard break. We're at 26 right now. You normally break at 25.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to produce a full show here.
You don't want it to bleed over into Rob's show. Then all hell will hit the fan.
Well, all right. She fired her head writer, never spoke to her again because she refused to cross the picket line during a writer's strike. She once complained to a restaurant owner because her server had chipped nail polish. The woman was nearly fired. She once threw a plate of salmon in a waiter's face because it wasn't what she ordered.
Well, I've done that.
Yeah, but you were drunk. I don't think she was. And you had every reason to do so, by the way. I wish you hadn't even brought it up.
Yep.
He was asking for it.
Yep.
You know, he was way too forward with you. When he placed the napkin in your lap, I knew there was going to be trouble the way
and
he did it.
I wanted to be crumbed.
Yep. She claims that she has a sensitive nose, so everyone is required to chew gum from a bowl outside her office prior to speaking with her. And if she doesn't like the way you smell, she will send you home. She fired a slightly autistic custodian because he, quote, forgot he wasn't allowed to look at or speak to her, and he liked greeting everyone. She adopts really cute kittens and puppies, but as they age, she gets tired of them and pawns them off on friends, family, and staff so she can get a new cute animal.
Of course. We all love puppies and kittens. And
now, there's no way of knowing if any of these stories are true, and even Porter acknowledges that. He said, quote, well, this got out of hand. It's now hard to tell which stories are real or not, so I rounded it up to 300 and donated $600. Ellen has not directly responded to this. I would imagine that there's been several temper tantrums behind closed doors, probably PR people threatened with firing and whatnot. Oh, God.
That's telling you you got to take a break.
All right. In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's...
What are you doing, Rob?
Interlude commercial there.
Hey, everybody, it's Matt Mangus. Hope you guys are doing okay. We're staying busy over here, keeping you up to date on air and online with all the latest COVID-19 information. The Florida Department of Health is recommending the following to deal with the coronavirus outbreak. Wash your hands often with soap and water, 20 seconds or longer, or use alcohol-based hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol. If you are around other people, keep 6 feet between you when possible. Avoid hugs, handshakes, large gatherings, and close quarters. Call your health care provider or the county health department if you have a fever, cough, or shortness of breath, and if you've returned from international travel or a cruise in the last 14 days. And if you can stay home, please do. The COVID-19 call center hotline is available 24/7 at 866-779-6121, and you can stay up to date at 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app. Remember, we're all in this together.
Stan.
Hit the fade out. You don't want to do that yet. He's got two stories. It's his first time.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, thank you, Stan. You said it much better than I would have.
Thank you. I'm trying to stay calm, and I know it's his first time. The logistics of all of this stuff are insane.
And he did it in front of Bill.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
We'll do it live! I cannot imagine what it's like to be an EMT right now.
Oh, really tough job.
But I do know this. They don't need this kind of crap. On Sunday, around 1:30 a.m., someone, a human being, thought it would be a great idea in this day and age to steal an ambulance parked in front of the hospital in Philadelphia and take it out for a joyride.
Siren on? Oh, I'm sorry, you're not up to that episode yet. My bad.
Previously on Lost.
You're behind.
Now, that's already bad enough, but apparently they did not realize that an EMT was still in the back of the ambulance. When the EMT figured out WTF, he called 911 and jumped out of the moving ambulance. He had to be treated for cuts and bruises at the hospital, and police eventually found the ambulance abandoned in the mall parking lot. Sadly, police have not made any arrests.
Now you can hit the third one.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, there's a 70-year-old gent named Alvin Rementer in St. Petersburg. In late January, he pawned his 2000 Chevy Silverado.
Oh, nice.
For $1,500. I can only imagine that it's been eating at him ever since. Should have never pawned that Silverado.
Yeah.
Well, on Saturday, he decided to do something about it. Around 7 a.m., Alvin went to the pawn shop with his spare key and stole his own car. Didn't take long for a cop to spot him and pull him over. And Alvin, he admitted he'd stolen the car, but he had a perfectly good excuse.
Yeah, what was it?
Well, he only did it because, quote, I'm freaked out over the corona.
Yo, hell.
And the overall situation. He was arrested for felony grand theft auto. All over a 2000 Silverado.
Yep. Nice vehicle, though. Nice vehicle.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yep. Now you can hit the outro new. There we go. He's on the ball. He's on the ball.
I mean, that's nice, but it's not a lariat.
That's true. It's not hilarious.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, March 24th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you very much. We're going to take a break.
And we'll be so back. What are we doing?
Well, I need to, during the break.
You're going to do math and text me?
I'm going to go and I need to talk to Rob. Rob, call me during the break and we'll see what we got, okay? And then I will let Haney know.
Roger that.
Roger that. Call me. All right, we'll be back. We're Stan and Haney. Roger.
All women are crazy, except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. It has been a crazy couple of days trying to get things situated around here, and it's going to take even longer to get used to it. Rob's show going to be coming up at 6 o'clock, and he will take you through your Tuesday evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, let me see what we have on the board. A couple of things. Lehigh Acres, we'll start Lehigh Acres. This should be in the clearing stages. It happened about a half hour ago. Crash, Lee Boulevard and Sunshine Boulevard North. Now, the one that they're working right now is in Fort Myers. It is a traffic control. Orange River Boulevard and Staley Road. And you are up to date. What do you got for us, Haney?
Serpent in the grass. No.
taking shots, and the sun comes up and kicks you in the ass. When you're stumbling down the aisle and you feel like you're on trial, this too will pass. Sometimes you've got to go down the middle of the road where compromise puts speed bumps in your path. If you know what you want, let no one say you don't. This too.
This too will pass.
That's beautiful, Andy. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. I needed that one. That was absolutely great.
Rodney Crowell.
Yep.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Survival, that's what it's all about, man. That's why it's illegal to kill yourself. I don't think it should be. That's stupid, right? It shouldn't be a... legal to kill yourself, and in some cases, I think it should be mandatory. You know who you are. I notice there's a lot of unattractive women in the audience tonight. I'm not gonna point you out. It's dark. Have fun. It's your night. You know, in the near future, there's not going to be any ugly people because of plastic surgery. Everyone will be beautiful. And I know that scares a lot of people because then personality will start to count. Scary times ahead. I just think a lot of women, they take it too far. They take it to an extreme. Like if I were to get a boob job, I would show a little restraint. I would just get one done. Believe it or not, I never did this before, but recently I went to a strip club, and I got a lap dance. Lovely woman, big cans. She smacked me across the face with her boob, which I guess guys like. I found it hostile. I was like, you want to take this outside, huh? Want a piece of this? Take you out.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
The middle management fellow wanted me to tell you that the governor demands that you have to contact everyone you've come into contact with and warn them that you have recently traveled.
That is a bunch of bull.
I am passing along what I was told, and I was also told it's not a suggestion. It's an oh, Jesus.
There you go. Okay, we're good now for about 15 minutes.
Can't take it. I can't take it.
Can I explain myself? I've been, since we got on the air, I've been told what I have done, and I have done nothing. I have done absolutely nothing.
I wouldn't say that. I thought you did a fantastic job yesterday.
This governor thing with DeSantis.
That you've been throwing at me. Because when I started yelling at you this morning before I was awake, you kept going, but the governor said, but the governor said.
That's what they're going by. He made that announcement on the 23rd yesterday for people that were leaving New York and New Jersey, coming here to flee the corona up there. And he said anybody leaving, he didn't say retroactive from days earlier. He said at that moment. And I said, well, I don't have anything to worry about. I left 3 days earlier. That doesn't apply to me. That applies to people who have dual residency and are moving down to their condos out of New York or staying at some place because you can't stay virtually at any place around because they're all closed.
Yeah, wouldn't the flow be going the other way?
And no, because up north right now is where all the stuff is happening. They're the hot spot, as Trump says.
So are you saying snowbirds went home and they're coming back?
Yes. And people that were up there are looking for to stay at their niece's place down here to get away from it. He put that into effect yesterday. But I got a call at 9 o'clock this morning saying, is it true you left Newark on the 19th? I said, yeah. Well, you stay home. That's what I was told. I said, wait a second. He made the
You need to tell your wife we're doing a show.
She's working. She's working in the other. This is totally
all right, I'll
insane.
Take care of it, Stan. Don't worry about it. Hey, folks, here's a special treat for you. Ms. Reba McEntire, bring it up, Rob. Put your salad fork down.
I don't want any Reba.
Come on.
No Reba. I don't want any Reba.
Rob, so help me God.
I don't want any Reba.
Please,
McEntire.
Rob, do as you're told. Please.
I have you up. I don't know why it's not playing through.
Yeah, it's broken. Oh, well.
Are you kidding me? This doesn't work now. It worked last break, and now it doesn't work.
It's broke.
Oh, there we go. Here we go. While Stan's wife finishes her business call, here's Ms. Reba McEntire.
Oh, please.
Is she done yet?
Yeah, she's up, folks. Don't care.
All right, you can leave it hot, Rob.
That's oh, no, right. She's still
Oh, but back to Reba. And you don't care, my heart. She can thank me later. Right. Nobody can hear what she's saying.
Right. I think she went, turn it down for a second. Turn it down. Let me see if she's... No, she's up.
Now I just hear a hum. Oh, no. So that's good.
Okay, yeah, okay, we're good. But I had nothing to do with this. I had nothing to do with this. I will tell you something, and I want to say this right now.
You know what my thought was yesterday?
What?
To try to keep things as normal as possible, and today that's just out the window.
Things are normal. This is the new normal. Now look.
I was with the program yesterday.
What do you mean? You're not now? You're right in the building. You're seeing everything that's going on. I'm the one that's separated from everything.
No, I'm dependent on Rob for everything, and he's just eating a salad like nothing's happening. Open your mic, Rob. Prove it.
Man's
prove it. Can you even talk?
I can talk.
Don't choke.
Now stop now. Now stop it
a second.
I got
a guy eating a friggin' turkey salad because he's not allowed to have real food. Running the show here. I got you going. It's not my fault.
It isn't my fault. I had my lunch and everything all packed to go into work today. I had everything set. I had all of your stuff printed up, and I was going to come in and do my job, and I was told because 3 days earlier I came home, they're going to abide by what the governor says that he said yesterday. That's
what you said doesn't apply to you.
I don't think it applies to me.
Well, then will you lobby to come back in?
What do you think I did for like an hour? What do you think I did for like an hour? And I was told to shut up.
I think you're about to be told to shut up again because she's on a business call. We got to be quiet.
Working. Yeah, I know. this is crazy. You know what? I'm slowly going nuts.
Blue skies.
Yeah. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.